I'm Neith Kramer with Mission Network News. Things in Haiti are still bad, maybe even worse, despite leadership change. Then, a group of Guinea believers plus millions of Bible booklets. What could happen? Well, let's see what God can do. We'll tell you the story in just a few moments. But we'll begin today in Haiti, where humanitarian aid is on hold after the Federal Aviation Administration last week banned all flights in and out of Haiti for the next 30 days. The need for help is desperate as gang violence continues, despite a new prime minister being sworn in on November 11th. For Haiti with Love's Rosalind DeHart says,
we don't really know what's going to happen after this month or during this month, but we are there to help the people as best as we can. There will be a lot of hunger. We will feed them as many as we can. But with Haiti, it can't get any worse.
God's timing, though, is amazing.
Before yesterday, the Mission Airline took supplies down there, and we had already had boxes with them, and they took down all of our supplies. So the clinic is all ready for whatever happens, and we have food down there already to help the people.
In the space between starvation and compassion, their team is Jesus to people. Many mission groups have left, but for Haiti with Love will remain.
People are suffering. People in Port-au-Prince, day to day, they just move from one city to another because the gangs are taking over city by city. So we need players. God needs to do something. And only God can change Haiti.
Next, the acronym or term MBB stands for Muslim Background Believer. And today, you're invited to join in prayer for this growing branch of the body of Christ. Bishop Dr. Yasser Eric speaking on behalf of the Global Prayer Day for Muslim Background Believers.
Almost every MBB has faced rejection and fear in ways most people can hardly imagine. When someone like Ahmed, who was born into a devoted Muslim family, decide to follow Jesus, he's seen as violating family honor and religion.
Intense persecution from all directions follows, and the loneliness can remain after a Christian escapes a hostile environment.
Even in some Christian circles, MBBs are misunderstood and not accepted because some churches may not fully understand their unique situation, or maybe they're afraid.
We'll connect you with prayer points and a chance to join today's live stream call and the full story at missionnews.org.
MBB Global Day of Prayer aims to be that steady encouragement, reminding MBBs that they are loved and remembered and belong to the wider body of Christ. They long to be seen, accepted, and recognized within the body of Christ is what MBBs are yearning for.
And finally, have you already been making goals for the new year? If so, you're not the only one. In Guinea, followers of Christ are gearing up for a year of intentional training and discipleship. They want to see their nation transformed by the gospel in 2025. Helen Williams of World Missionary Press tells us,
Guinea is on the west coast of Africa. It's a French-speaking country, primarily French, some Arabic, 85% Muslim, and about 13% Christian and 2% traditional. So it's basically a Muslim country in terms of faith and expression.
For their part, World Missionary Press is steadily working on fulfilling an order for 4 million Bible booklets. They hope to have these ready for the first training session in January. Their coordinator in Guinea says they'll start by training about 150 believers in 3 sessions the first part of the year. Here's how you can pray.
This plan is good, but it needs to be covered in prayer. And pray that the Lord would just, they want to see a vital Christian community all through Guinea. I don't see any reason why we can't pray for that.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slava Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which we hope will encourage your prayer life. Get your copy for free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.